The Pre-Raphaelites, the Brotherhood of Artists and Designers, founded in 1848 by William Holman Hunt, John Everett Millais and Dante Gabriel Rossetti, have become associated in many minds with conservatism. A view encouraged by Margaret Thatcher's enthusiastic visit to a Tate Gallery Pre-Raphaelite show in 1984 during her premiership. But a new show at Tate Britain in London called Pre-Raphaelites, Victorian Avant-Garde, aims to persuade us that the movement was radical and dangerous. While including such Pre-Raphaelite greatest hits as Henry Wallace's deathbed image of Chatterton and Millais's Floating Ophelia, the exhibition also features less familiar work, both in painting and in sculpture and photography. Looking around with me today was the writer and art historian Dinah Rowe, whose books include a biography of the Rossetti family. So they are trying to convince us that the conservative associations of the Pre-Raphaelites are wrong. Did they convince you?
Well, perhaps only partially. They convinced me that the Pre-Raphaelites were radical formally, rather than in terms of subject matter. It was wonderful to be able to see these works in person. Digital reproductions still do not quite pick up on the very bright Pre-Raphaelite colors that distinguished them and made them stand out on the line when they were originally displayed at the Royal Academy. And it's wonderful and very helpful to see them, to see the formal innovations, also to see the level of detail. You can see every little blade of grass, every little sort of hair on each goat. And that was actually something, a level of hyper-realism that no one else was doing. So formally, I'm persuaded. Thematically, less so.
Well, on the thematically, it was a problem for me because I admit with some reluctance, because I've seen a lot of Pre-Raphaelite exhibitions in recent years, and seeing once again Chatterton and Ophelia, I thought, oh no, I can't take much more of this. And it seems to me that the argument is that kind of, it's a rather political argument actually, that they were so non-radical that they were radical, because when they start trying to explain it, the instinct was to go backwards. So you go back to Shakespeare, you go back to classical themes. It's very hard to me to make the case of that being somehow daring and dangerous.
Yes, well, what is daring and dangerous about their subject matter, which I thought the exhibition might have stressed more, was the way in which they engage with contemporary literature, meaning literature of the period. So they're promoting poets like Keats and Browning, who in this period are relatively little known. And, for example, Browning is kind of reviled. So that's a kind of radical move.
Segment 1.
The Pre-Raphaelites, the Brotherhood of Artists and Designers, founded in 1848 by William Holman Hunt, John Everett Millais and Dante Gabriel Rossetti, have become associated in many minds with conservatism. A view encouraged by Margaret Thatcher's enthusiastic visit to a Tate Gallery Pre-Raphaelite show in 1984 during her premiership. But a new show at Tate Britain in London called Pre-Raphaelites, Victorian Avant-Garde, aims to persuade us that the movement was radical and dangerous. While including such Pre-Raphaelite greatest hits as Henry Wallace's deathbed image of Chatterton and Millais's Floating Ophelia, the exhibition also features less familiar work, both in painting and in sculpture and photography. Looking around with me today was the writer and art historian Dinah Rowe, whose books include a biography of the Rossetti family.
Segment 2.
So they are trying to convince us that the conservative associations of the Pre-Raphaelites are wrong. Did they convince you?
Well, perhaps only partially. They convinced me that the Pre-Raphaelites were radical formally, rather than in terms of subject matter. It was wonderful to be able to see these works in person. Digital reproductions still do not quite pick up on the very bright Pre-Raphaelite colors that distinguished them and made them stand out on the line when they were originally displayed at the Royal Academy.
Segment 3.
And it's wonderful and very helpful to see them, to see the formal innovations, also to see the level of detail. You can see every little blade of grass, every little sort of hair on each goat. And that was actually something, a level of hyper-realism that no one else was doing. So formally, I'm persuaded. Thematically, less so.
Well, on the thematic, it was a problem for me because I went, I admit, with some reluctance, because I've seen a lot of pre-Raphaelite exhibitions in recent years, and seeing once again Chatterton and Ophelia, I thought, oh no, I can't take much more of this. And it seems to me that the argument is that kind of, it's a rather political argument, actually, that they were so non-radical that they were radical, because when they start trying to explain it, the instinct was to go backwards. So you go back to Shakespeare, you go back to classical themes. It's very hard to me to make the case of that being somehow daring and dangerous.
Segment 4.
Yes, well, what is daring and dangerous about their subject matter, which I thought the exhibition might have stressed more, was the way in which they engage with contemporary literature, meaning literature of the period. So they're promoting poets like Keats and Browning, who in this period are relatively little known. And, for example, Browning is kind of reviled. So that's a kind of radical move.